the little one. Hold on, man. Shout out to Tamika.
Shout out.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's start this motherfucker, man.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the All In Show.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Hollywood Harwell.
Yeah.
With me, I got the Mr. Beard.
Where
the
beard come from? It's coming in, bro.
Where the beard come from, bro?
It's a long time coming.
I was going to do the whole. Bro, what's good, man?
Love it.
Man, I ain't going to lie. Bro is older than me. And it's like, yeah.
Bro, it's a long time coming, man.
I see you.
We going to grow up and be like him.
Trying to keep my youth.
You're doing that. Nah, it ain't no trying to do it.
Youth.
Well, fuck all that. We here with a motherfucking legend,
definitely
bro.
A true legend, bro.
Legendary. Yeah. On foot legend.
Bro.
Pandemic on legend. TV legend.
Pandemic on TV.
Bruh, the man doing it all, man.
I ain't hear about the TV.
Well, all. You gonna hear about it later. And we do not introduce the legends, bro.
Yeah. So, if you could give us your home, you can give us your name. That's
your
the most
what?
Important.
Come on now.
I ain't write these questions this
Look
time.
Look at what is it?
If you give us your name, your hometown, your zodiac, your favorite sports teams, and if you have an iPhone or Android.
Okay. My name is Keenan Love.
Yeah.
Who?
You know, Love.
Yeah.
First name Keenan. My name Keenan Love. Hometown Kankakee, Illinois. My zodiac sign, I'm a Pisces.
Yes, sir. You know,
favorite sport.
Another Pisces in the building.
It was football my whole life until I started slam ball, but we'll get to there. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
And then, let me see. Favorite sports team. Growing up, it's always been Baltimore, like the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. Ray Lewis called you over and you were stuck.
I was stuck. I've never left. Like,
they had a squad for a while.
And they're restacking.
MVP over there, right?
Lamar over there. And then they got Derrick Henry over there. So, we putting some pieces together, man.
Yeah. They definitely going to be tough next year for sure. That's a tough division, though.
What did we say? Last question. Android iPhone.
You already said your Zodiac.
You said your Zodiac, your hometown. You did?
Yeah. Android iPhone?
Yeah.
iPhone, bro.
Yeah.
It's kind of not
even.
It ain't even no question.
We can't even.
I was on the street. Appreciate you coming, man. It was a good show.
Oh, appreciate you coming. It was a good show.
God damn it.
Yeah. Go ahead with you, cuz.
Oh, my bad. We PG-13?
No, this is your show. We follow your lead. You curse.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to be.
Nah, man. 100%. I want to be as. You know, it's just us.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's just us.
Say less.
For
sure. Definitely appreciate you, Slack.
So. Appreciate you coming.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we linked up over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Bro, first words he said to me, he didn't say was good. He didn't say appreciate you. No. Hey, man, I need to get on that podcast.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Hey, man. I said,
I've been watching. I've been waiting. And then the opportunity, the way the stars align.
It's crazy, bro.
And then I'm there. And it's just like, okay.
Hell yeah.
This isn't nobody. Yeah. You know, this is the universe.
For sure. Come on in.
That's
dope. Yes, sir.
And he should have known how serious I was because I don't never be up that late and message him. Yo, tell me the time, bro.
And you early, bro.
I be early.
You was early today.
That was early,
You was early today, my boy.
What's early?
Early.
Late for me, though.
Bro, late for you is shit. Not early.
You know I like to be on time.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
So, we got a couple questions here for you. We can go through this list here and get them set up for you. So, when we get black men on here, we really like to try to talk a lot about experience because a lot of people don't understand the experience of a black man.
Yeah.
A lot of times they have perceptions of what it is, but if you're not a black man, it's kind of hard to know what the experience is. Same thing for any race and any sex, but
yeah.
So we try to showcase that.
We're talking about the men today.
Let's do that,
man.
One time for the men. We deserve it.
What I want to do that makes stuff. Hold on, he changed the book a little bit. Okay, so can you share a pivotal moment or experience that shaped your identity as a black man?
Okay,
and if you can't think of one, here go first.
Nah, I actually got one early on. So playing football, like the Eastside Bulldog organization,
mm-hmm.
that was like not having a steady father figure at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
It supplemented. In real, real big ways.
Because there was a lot of black men there.
Yes.
Okay.
And they were, and the men that they had around us, they was, I guess they were setting a really good example. We got Coach JJ, Coach Pace, Coach Gavins, you know, man, Coach David, you know, like Man, we had Hassan for a second. Meal ticket.
Okay.
Bro, we had a pretty wide range of personalities.
I was just gonna say that's a big difference.
We can't keep being as diverse as it is. It's like with our kids, you need that kind of them kind of personalities.
Yep. Yeah. Oh God.
So it was real. That was one of the first ones early on. It was really my coaches.
So how would you say that it shaped you? So we know who influenced you and we know where, but how would you say it shaped you?
You get to see those things that you don't see at home.
Okay.
You get to see a man be a man. Get to see a man pick the kids up from school. You get to see him go pick his kids up from football practice.
Right.
On the sideline coaching. You know, like just different things, different flavors. Charles Smith, and DeRonda Smith. They were like, they was big. The way they structured their family, and it was like real football orientated. And it was like, that was idealistic. And when I got to high school, we played against each other, junior league. He was on Riverside, I was on.
Okay.
But when we got to high school, it was just like, he took us in like sons. It was, it was 10 different kids. And you could, any day of the week, you could wake up and, you know,
go over there and kick it.
Yeah. He was gonna be safe. They was gonna take care of you, and then you seen him take care of home. You know, so man, that was really one of them things. Yeah. Coach JJ for sure.
I was just finna say that when you got done,
100% Coach JJ.
Yeah.
I could still, no matter, even when I played slam ball, I heard Coach JJ like, "Yo, Motor, keep going. You gotta go now, urgency." Right. Like I could still hear him in my ear, like,
and that little stuff matter.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
And he been there since I was a kid.
Shorty.
Yeah, like a real kid.
What's up, man?
I don't know one male he don't support,
bro.
So think about support all everybody. The trouble ones, non-trouble ones, all the different personalities.
He don't care.
The way he don't care, he go out of his way to make an impression.
Mr. Kankakee.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Kankakee.
Yeah.
The other day I put up
Forever Goldie.
Forever Goldie, yeah. The other day I put up a post on Facebook and I asked, what do you have to do to become the alderman? I was asking for a friend because I'm always trying to find him a job. He already knew what it was.
Yeah.
When I tell you, JJ was in my inbox less than 5 minutes after it was posted. So you try to be an alderman. Yeah. Oh, what's up? What's up? Help me up.
If I can't be the plug, if he can't be the plug, he will be the plug.
For sure.
For real. With everything around here.
For sure.
That's for sure.
So you said that these coaches played a father-like role in your life. So what role does fatherhood and guidance from older generations play in your life? And how do you think it affects men in general?
It's a good question, boy.
How about you answer
that question, boy?
Let him breathe.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
No, I think though, it is a good influence though on younger men because they, as boys, you watch that. Like you said, you watch what they do. Mm-hmm. So if you see some bullshit, even as a youngin, you may not know exactly what it is, but you're gonna be like
that red flag.
Yeah. But if you see somebody being genuine, being cool, like you said, picking up their kids, showing up at practice, you want that.
Right.
You want to emulate that as you get older. So I think that's a big influence there. And it's needed, bro. A lot of us didn't have that coming up. So having guys put you under their wing and sort of adopt you in that type of sense is dope, bro, because we need that as younger men, that guidance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because you're such an open book at that time. You know what I mean? Like, you taking all this information in. Yeah. And you trying to, like, weigh which ones do I like? What don't I like?
Yeah.
Which part of these are me? Yeah. So you start doing things. And when you got the right influences. So for me, this is where I'm going with it. When you got the right influences in front of you, they help guide you. And they help keep you away from a lot of that drama that a lot of males who don't have a positive influence in their life.
Yeah.
You know, because it can go negative as much as it can go to positive. So like you said, you was blessed to have all the coaches, you know, in your life. So they was able to show you, and as things start swinging ways you might not want to be going, you got somebody in your ear, just like JJ was in here as a player, to be able to guide you. Instead of it being the negative guy, like, yo, you can get this, you can do this, you can chase the fast life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it was out here,
definitely,
but I just had a couple good ones over my shoulder. Like, even when I did steer down the wrong path and was going down a not so productive route in life,
man. I mean, but I think it happened.
But I still had guys like Chris Calmes in my ear. Chris grabbed me in the one of the darkest times of my life and snatched me up and cuffed me up when he didn't owe me nothing. He didn't know me at all. Like, he just seen me. He was at a fight when I first started doing MMA. Mm-hmm. And he seen me, and as I walked out the cage, he walked past the cage. It was like, I'm Chris Calmees. Who just introduced himself to me and was like, come see me. I got you. Don't worry about nothing.
Yeah.
And I've never worried about anything.
That's my boy, shout man. Shout out to Chris. Nah. For sure. Yeah. Chris is my mentor as well, so yeah. I completely understand.
He like a guru. Don't do floats. Do he walk?
Damn,
I don't think he walk like regular humans. Chris Calmees float like this, bro, at all times. Like,
for sure. And you know what's crazy? And he always tends to say the right thing, what you need to hear in the moment.
He don't care about what you want to hear. He does not. That is never a factor in the advice. It's only what you need or what can best suit you in that moment. And most of the time, it's a solution, not just advice.
Right.
So it's like, I really value him.
Chris gave me one of the biggest honors I ever got. So, you know, I regularly, probably like every couple months, give him a shout out on the book. Yeah. Appreciate you as a mentor. And my other mentors as well. Shout out to them. But I'm saying Chris specifically for this. You know, shout out. Thanks for being a great mentor. Saying that children need mentor. We all need to be a mentor. Going down that list. And one time he just was like, man, quit calling me your mentor, bro. We friends.
Oh, God.
He always hit me with that.
Bro. But do you know how when you look up to somebody who actually has helped you so much in life, get through things, that it ain't. That's basically like his way of saying, no, you there now, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
And I'm going to tell him. I get it.
Yeah.
But nah.
But still. Respectful.
Yeah. But nah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
Definitely a good dude.
Love, bro. He actually, another shameless plug since we're talking about mental health. Yeah. Chris introduced me to Baba Cordell, and that became my therapist.
Yeah?
And that broke.
Whole nother level, huh?
I was able to breathe after years, bro.
Man, bro, shout out to therapy.
Shout out to therapy, man.
Black man, we need it.
I started back in January and almost every episode. Yeah. Shout out to therapy, man. Damn, mentally and emotionally, where I was at in January in comparison to now, it's a whole nother plane. Because, man, I'm going. I don't even care. You know, I put my business on the show.
Put it out there.
I'm going through it, right? Mm-hmm. Struggling through a lot of stuff. And, if it wasn't for therapy, bro, I'd have lost it by now. I had been a spaz.
Yeah.
And with these, you start get overweight, I start taking it out on me. It's the first time, bro, that the world is on my shoulders, and I'm like, all right, I got to carry this. You know what I'm saying?
Looking for the next step.
And shout out to my therapist, for sure.
Man, life's tough. You gotta come at this life like a football mentality. Next play.
Like,
you know how you can't hold that last play. If you hold that last play, it's gonna prevent the next one after that.
Right.
It's next play.
So
short term.
Well, my therapist made me realize, man, I've always been a big picture dude, right? I'm always looking at the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So when the world start coming down, the light is gone. I'm freaking out because I'm a man with a plan. I always got a goal. I'm always trying to do something. What I'm supposed to do here? Because I can't get to none of those. And finally, she was like, "Why are you looking down there? Yeah. Just look down.
Yeah.
Because you got to look at each step.
Yep.
So what's your next step?
Yep.
And eventually she just showed me, you got to walk, bro. Just walk. And as you see light by your feet, lift your head again. But as it go away, look back down. Watch your footing. Change the world for me, man.
That's great advice.
Shout out to the therapist, man.
Bro.
Because y'all are saving.
Saving lives.
For real,
saving lives, bro.
Man.
Woo, for sure. Okay. So as a black man, how do you stay resilient in the face of systematic racism and social pressures?
Ooh. So can we break that one down?
As much as you want to.
All right, so in the face of racism, systemic racism, educate myself as much as possible.
I love it.
And try to be as informed as possible, make good decisions based on good information. And it's really all you could do in life because if we being honest, we deal with a bird, but what they say,
two birds in a hand.
Something along those lines.
Two birds in a hand is worth one in the bush, something like that.
We think we got two different parties, but it's really one working in. So the cards are so far stacked against us.
Yeah.
We got to be really, really smart about what we do. And then to bring in the social pressures, you can't allow the actual the news and the media to set the tone for what your social pressures are.
Facts.
You got to stay in the moment and deal with what you can do in your moment.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yep. So it's like if you moving outside of that, the moment you start moving for the other social pressures in life, you're going to lose. Or, you know, life take a deep turn for you.
Right.
Your goals, everything get sidetracked. You get distracted.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You got some on?
I laugh at it, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. Whenever I do experience racism, I just laugh, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps me not get upset because we already look
the
part. The minute we show any type of anger, he's an angry black calling him. So
I knew that's who he was. Yeah, I said that's what he was going
to
do.
I just laugh at their ass, man, to let them know that I know, but it don't bother me. And eventually them clowns move around.
Yeah.
You know, they usually die away. Once you feed it, bro, that's what they be looking for.
Yeah.
So I just laugh at their ass.
Piggybacking off what both y'all said, I done learned, man, as long as you can stay unemotional about the situation.
Yep.
That's basically both y'all saying the same thing there, too. I done learned if you can stay unemotional about the situation, it's hard to keep coming at you.
Yeah, it's
hard to
left.
Keep that pressure. Yeah.
There's nothing left.
Yeah.
And nothing else they can say.
What was I saying again?
Yep.
That's how it'd be at the end. They'd be like, what was I saying again?
Yeah. Oh, you're different. I ain't different. I just, you don't affect the emotion.
That shit don't bother me.
Man. Yeah.
Fuck out my face.
Yeah. Professionally and bothered.
Right.
So, yeah. And it's sad we gotta go through that.
Yeah.
Because every black man, I don't care who he is. And I'm not a woman, so I can't speak on behalf of black women. Yeah. I mean, as a black person, I can say most likely for sure. But as a black man, every black man I know has a great black racial story. Even if it is something, like we said, it's systematic where it ain't even thought of. Yeah.
I'm so fit.
You want to hear mine?
We went to Washington, D.C., and, you know, they did us dirty out there.
What'd they do?
With the blackboard, when we went out to Washington, D.C., was that 2010, right after George, for the Million Man March.
Right.
We was, like, peacefully protesting. And then they called out the SWAT teams, the tear gas. I got shot in the face with a rubber bullet. I think John Burke got his hand split open.
Yeah, that's when all y'all went. Yeah.
It looked like war, bro. It really looked like war, like how hard they was going. And then just a couple months later, a year later, a couple months later, you got them people walk right into the White House.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like it was
We couldn't though. Even
what
get...
That? What they call that?
Was we it, couldn't even they, get around
it. February 5th or something like that?
Yeah, insurgent, with the Day of Insurgence or something
like that.
They
just walked in.
they taking pictures. Kicking it.
I'm like, bro, this can't be real life. Y'all just turned on us. Like,
did you see how long it took them to start prosecuting them people?
And they wouldn't even let y'all get past.
Nah, we couldn't even get close, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
We wasn't trying to... That was the thing. We wasn't even trying to get close.
Yeah.
We was really out there just peacefully protesting, and they just came in.
Provoking, that's all.
I'm going to tell y'all my systematic racism. And it's crazy, because especially in meeting me and knowing me, you'll be like, I don't even know why they did all that. So look, I was 21 years old. I went to the liquor store, grabbing alcohol. Me and the homies kicking it. So I'm the one on liquor run. I go to Meadowview. Not Meadowview. Is that Meadowview? Yeah, Meadowview. The liquor store in Meadowview, I can't even think what it's called right now. Kinsey Liquors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going Kinsey Liquors. I come back down, going past where Big Lots was, coming out there right by that Sitco. It's a Shell now.
Yeah, the Shell.
Right at the light.
By Bishamet.
But I tell you, I get cornered all directions by police cars. I'm in a 92 Ford Tempo, right? Just me, nobody else. They hop out the car with the guns. Get out. Put your hands out the window. I follow all the orders. I get out. Bro, they strip me down to my white beater and my boxes. Right? Make me lay on the ground while they searching the car. Ain't told me what's going on. None of that. So after they searched the car, homie hand me back my pants and my shirt, my shoes. He like, yeah, man, sorry. Somebody robbed a jewelry store over there.
Yeah, man,
sorry. I said, robbed a jewelry store? Where do I look like I'm robbing a jewelry store? They don't have cameras? He said, we haven't had a chance to watch the film. I said, well, why would you think it's me? Because they said it was a black man in a green car.
That's wild. That's crazy.
I said, so you telling me I would be stupid enough to still be around here for y'all to get me, and I just robbed a jewelry store?
That's just too much authority.
Sir, you have a good day. You have a good day.
Yeah.
That's insane, bro.
That's that bullshit, bro. Yeah. That's
the I done had some good encounters with them as well.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like during my walk, they was real pleasant. They could have been
Oh, I get what you said. I thought you was going to tell a story. Oh, for sure. I'm not saying all cops are bad.
So I had some good encounters with him. But
systematically, what happened to me, that's a systematic black man in a green car.
Yeah. No, they're going to get their roll off.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going to do what they want to do.
For sure.
At the end of the day, you get your good ones. But in a nutshell, you
definitely get your good ones.
So. I don't know if it's an even side.
I give you a good time. So I was a property inspector at this time.
Yeah.
And so the house I was inspecting, I needed to climb on the roof. So I took the ladder, put it on the roof, climbed up. It don't matter if the person there is not. When you sign up for homeowner's insurance, as soon as you sign on the dotted line, part of the agreement is that the third party can come on your house, on your land, and survey your home, right? Mm-hmm. I'm on the roof. I'm taking pictures of these shingles. All of a sudden, my ladder moved. This lady come out. Lady holding my ladder. She done laid it on the ground. What are you doing up there? Ma'am, is this your home? No, this is my neighbor's home. Ma'am, can you please put the ladder back on the house? I've called the cops. Cool. So the cop called. He say, sir, what are you doing up there? I threw my badge down. Sir, my wallet is in the car and it's open. You could go look. I'm a property inspector. My name matched the badge. I work for da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I'm here on behalf of the homeowners insurance, da-da-da-da-da.
I got a whole ladder out here.
He said, man, what are you doing? This ain't your house. What are you doing? Why did you bother him? So, again, it could have been a horrible situation and he came through it and put it in her place and made her leave. So.
That's cool. We got the good ones, man. Thank God for y'all. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Because cops is one of them things. I know I'm off topic, but cops is one of them things, bro. We don't have room to have bad cops.
We don't.
You can't be I said this before and I'll say it again. You can't be an okay cop. You can't be a decent cop.
Yeah.
If you're not a great cop, we don't have room for you.
Honestly, that should be the criteria for the actual people who hire.
Bro,
if they hire anybody, but you gotta, I don't know, we need what they call them, like the G.I. Joe training joints.
Yeah,
we need a super boot camp or something. Like a
super boot camp.
But even after the boot camp, you need to have a people camp too, though.
That
you need to learn
included.
How to be able to deal with all three
of
us.
That gotta be included.
How you gonna police us and you can't deal with us?
How do you assimilate? You stick them in the hood for like 6 months?
So look, I've always said this.
That's a great question.
I've always said this. They need more police officers who have training out of the schools. That way you're dealing with young adults, because they right there at young adult age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's an interaction thing. You got the cops in the school, so now you're gonna have way less problems. Right? But they not there to police the children.
Yeah.
They there to interact and be regular people with the children. They making jokes with the kids while they in the hallway. It'll
create a different type of chemistry.
Yeah, because now once they done hit 21, 22, it's a more comfortable thing.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, here he go. He here. I'm mad. He mad. And now we trying to figure it out.
Gotcha.
Especially in the area you policing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Marlo Wasser, he say, what up, man?
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I see. What's that? My cousin talking about some.
Oh, you just said, where your laptop at,
man?
Said you lacking.
Where your laptop?
She also said, what hardship pushed you?
Ooh, wee.
That's a good question. That's his beat.
She know me, so it's like, she know that's a loaded layer question.
Mm-hmm.
Diversity of problems. Like a diversity of problems. And I think it's just like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, and it kind of like shaped who I am today.
Yeah.
So it ain't, I don't know if it's just like one specific catastrophic event that happened in my life that just caused the change in nothing. Yeah. But,
I feel that. And it was like an accumulation of each rock, a little more damage.
But I don't know if it was for like, it wasn't for the bad, it was for the better, man. Like, I think we spoke about this the other night. It ain't always going to be good.
It can't be.
How you going to enjoy
the sun if you don't ever get no rain?
You can still enjoy it, bro.
Yeah, for real. Like,
sun every day?
All day, every day.
And no weather change?
Yes.
Nah, bro.
Yes, you can.
You naturally going to become, bro. It's possible. I'm going to say it's possible.
100%. Yeah, we got ancestors in Africa, all types of
stuff. I hear what you're saying.
Don't really get that much.
But when you get too much of something and it becomes a norm, it becomes an expectation. It's
so,
the same.
So too much happiness is a...
Bro. Too much happiness is not a good... It's not realistic.
How come it ain't?
Because life ain't all happiness. Now,
yes, it is.
Peace and a peacefulness is different than happiness.
No, but some people happiness think happiness is all the time. Bro.
Right, because they got they're using the wrong words. Happiness is a stimulation.
Mm.
Happiness is a synapse in your brain.
Happiness is something that make you happy. What is you saying?
Now, I'm,
a synapsis in your brain.
You having a chemical balance. I mean, a chemical reaction in your brain that is telling you you enjoying something you do.
The serotonin release.
And you can't do that every day.
So if you know all, I didn't say every
you
day.
You can't do that all the time every
100%
day.
100% of the time, no.
How come you can't?
Because it's not realistic.
You, how are you saying?
Because your body is not made to do that 100% of the time.
Yeah. So you so not to be peaceful somebody else is that different they can't to be it. Happy, but.
You can be happy a lot, bro. You can be happy almost all the time. All the time. Yeah. It's unrealistic to be happy all the time.
For you, it probably is.
Bro.
I've never seen it. So, I mean, I just...
It's not feasible.
I'm not going to say it's impossible.
Okay.
I will say that...
It's improbable.
It's improbable. And it's a big improbable. Because, like, no, I've never seen a person always happy. I've seen people who are kind of content, peaceful, and...
Yeah, you could be peaceful.
Always riding that middle line. You know, they always grounded. I say I meet a lot of really grounded people, but I've never met anyone that in every situation was happy.
That was just cool.
I seen, no, I ain't gonna say not cool, because you could be cool, but you that don't mean
cool
happy.
Through all situations, bro.
Yeah, like as a man.
But that don't mean you.
We're bred to be cool through hardships and hard times, but I can't say that they not hard or they don't bring a discomfort to my spirit sometimes. Cause even though I'm a smile, you would never know.
Yeah,
I'm a smile. I'm a go about my day, continue conduct business. But
if you're my people, you
on the inside. I need that therapist, bro. I need that therapy, bro.
Bro, you already know. I agree
for sure.
Man.
Shout out to my therapist because I was loose. I just seen her yesterday. I was losing it.
Mm.
She was like, "All right, it's time to sit down. We figure like my whole session, bro." My whole session, we just was trying to figure out my problem. We didn't even talk through nothing. It wasn't no emotions. And a whole hour of, okay, so let's find solutions.
Yeah.
And we just sat down and was like, okay, so this is what you need to do. This is like not her telling me, but us trying different things. She throwing things out there. I'm throwing things out there. I'm rejecting them. She rejecting them.
Yeah.
And it's just turning up. Okay, if that'll work, that we makes more sense. And then you're going to have to figure some more stuff down the line to replace some stuff. But that, you know. Hey, can't cut your nose off to spite your face, my boy.
You definitely
it's always
then worth, what?
It's always worth having.
Non-breathing. It's always something. It's
always something.
Yeah, bro. Man.
So he said you was on TV, man. Tell me about this. I don't know about this.
Yeah, just slam ball, man. Yeah,
okay. So what is slam ball? I don't know for real.
So what is slam ball?
Nobody bro, you don't know.
I'm being dead serious.
You don't remember that like back in the day, the little slam ball joint? Where they play basketball but they jump off the trampolines.
This was like 20
bro, I'm not doing
years
it. Look,
ago,
look,
bro.
He knows sometimes I play dumb on purpose for the show.
Nah, I know you've been for
but
real.
This today. Time I'm being for real.
I know you remember on MTV.
Nah, so.
I've seen halftime timeout shows where the people bounce up. Nah,
I got some guys who do that for the Indiana Pacers, man.
Okay, that's what's up. But I personally
it's a whole
don't know.
League. Whole
yeah,
your
it's a professional league, man.
What's the different rules?
ESPN. Ooh, we. It's.
Completely different.
I'm gonna watch. Don't even worry about it. Just keep going.
Yeah, it's not like nothing you've ever seen.
Okay, I'm finna find out. It's next time spice. We talk, I'm gonna know. Okay, how long you been doing it?
A year. Just a year.
So you got one season under you. How long is the season for y'all?
3 months.
Okay, that's what's up.
So shit, man. Ooh, wait.
No, you
it's your show.
Yeah, your show, bro.
But let me speak on it since you don't know.
Edit it out. Edit it out.
You don't know about
that
the damn
that.
Sport, bro.
Nah, we could let it ride, man.
This is crazy.
No, you finally got something you can best
with. Ozone, man. What was it like being drafted to them, bro? I know you put
you got drafted.
Bro, this is like a real process, man. And I know you have put up a post. I don't want to speak your words verbatim, but just during that time, you were just speaking on being proud, being from here. And then your journey. So how was it, bro, to actually get drafted, dog?
It was an experience. It was one of them things that you don't think at 33 you could get a chance to do something like that. But prayers heard. God moved things.
Man, that's
and,
cold, bro.
Doors open.
Yeah.
That's cold,
and
bro.
It was one of those. That shit, man. Slam ball is so layered. Like, bro, I got to. If y'all got the time, I got the story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
All right, so Slam Ball came across like right after I was supposed to do a CFL tryout.
Okay.
My cousin David Smith, who just passed away, he
R.I.P. man, great dude. Man.
Yeah, one of my mentors, man, one of my biggest motivations. He really was my the dude who pushed me to go take the chance and wouldn't let me say no. Like, yeah, he was the gas behind a lot of things, and nobody ever knew. He never took no credit for nothing. He never made social media posts.
Saying that, like, since he passed.
Yeah, bro. That's like, because he was one of them. He was just a genuine person. He wanted you to win.
JJ style.
If he loves you, he wants you to win. Genuine.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let me give up on myself, like, because I was making some depressed, like, you know, depressing posts on Facebook. And he was catching them, like, nah, man, that's not you.
On God,
right? You got to get it together.
You need people like that.
You can't be out here, like, you know,
that's love, man.
You got support. People love you. You are this. You this. You know. And he kind of helped me build myself back up here first, and it got me back going to the gym and getting back active.
Right.
So in the gap, I missed the CFL tryout because I tried to get off the couch and just like get straight to back to who I was.
The way
my body was set up,
it
wasn't like that. So day of tryouts, I was too sore to go. Like, just, I couldn't even get out the bed. That's how bad it was. Because I was trying to train so hard. Because in my head, I'm like, I got to catch up. Mm-hmm. But it was because I was being lazy. I wasn't doing nothing.
Right.
And long story short, when I was scrolling through Facebook one day. Not Facebook, but Instagram. And Slam Ball is back.
You know what? I do remember that ad. Slam Ball is back.
I'm like, Slam Ball? You talking about the trampoline? Man, I look at my phone. I'm like, forget it, man. I'm just taking my chance. I click the messenger button on Instagram and sent them a message like, how can I try out? Can I please try out? Do y'all take film? Do y'all take this? And they responded within like a week or so. And it was like, just send us some highlights. I said, oh shit, I don't got none. I graduated in 2009. Bro.
Yeah. You got the right people.
Nothing. Yeah. I got no film or nothing from none of my high school track, high football, none of that. Semi-pro years, no film sports-wise, nothing.
What you saying? What you send them?
Instagram workouts that I was training, like currently doing.
That's the stuff that I was currently doing.
So it was like, I'm like, I sent them some dunking videos, you know, me doing backflips,
right?
Me catching footballs while doing backflips. I'm kind of athletic, man.
Okay.
I'd be doing some crazy stuff with one hand bar snatches. I just was sending them everything that would show that I was kind of an athlete.
Right.
And they hit me back maybe like a month later. And it was like 11:30 at night. Me and my girl sitting in the room, and we chilling, we talking. Yeah. And then my phone ring. I look down. It's I want to say it was like a Nevada number, Las Vegas number.
Yeah, they based out in Vegas.
Yeah. And it's the VP of the league, and it's Rob Wilson. Hey, how you doing? And I'm like, hey, how you doing? Like, Rob Wilson Slam Ball. I'm kind of hesitant, like. $1,000,
like,
in my head, I'm like, y'all scamming, bro. This ain't me, right?
Y'all ain't call me this late.
It's 11:30 at night. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, bro, this can't be real. And then he was like, man, I just got your film. Ooh, this, down the third. He was like, we got one spot available. And if you can be here by day after tomorrow, he was like, it's yours.
Damn.
And we sat on the phone, had a conversation for about an hour. He gave me the backstory of Slam Ball. He told me his involvement in it, you know, where they was aiming to go and what they was trying to do this year coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in shock. But then in my head, you know, being from Kankakee, not really many opportunities, especially opportunities like this, come back around for people like this.
Right.
So my belief system was kind of swayed. I'm like, man, this can't be real. And as I was... like, just because I had to make that split second decision because he was on the phone, so I didn't get time to think about it. Oh, it was just like,
all right, just do it.
I'll be there.
I was like, all right, I'll be there. I'll be there. Yeah. Like, and then he was like, all right, see you. And I'm like, man, hung up the phone, like, where the fuck am I finna get this ticket money from?
Where am I finna get this?
How am I finna get this ticket money?
Next day ticket money.
Damn. This next day ticket money. What are you talking about? God gave me a $200 ticket on top of my brother and my dad. They both pitched together 100-100, got me there.
Shout out, man. Shout out to Pop.
They paid from the first day that I got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like when you go in first, even training camp, you got paid. I think it was like $275 a day plus like $75 a per diem.
That's what's up.
So, like, at the most, I was looking at it like, if I go out there and I don't make it, I still made $1,500.
Yeah.
You know, I got the experience. Yeah. I got the, you know, I'm just go out here on faith. But then as I was packing my bag, I'm like, man, you know what? I'm not coming home. So, I didn't just pack all of this. So, I just bet on myself. From the time I was packing my bag, I bet on myself. Like, all right, I'm not coming home. I gave myself a one-way ticket. I didn't plan on coming home at all. And I left everything I had out there.
Oh, God.
So,
and you got drafted.
Yes, sir.
Man. Yes, sir.
out there killing, bro. So I want to say, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say it was either the first or the second game where they moved to switch your positions.
Yeah, we had some injury. We had the injury bug bad, bro. Yeah. Like, so at the beginning of the training camp, one of my brothers, Brian, he ended up getting injured. Bird ended up getting injured. Jordan ended up getting injured. So we was down. We played. So we had seven
Kobe
people.
Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird, and Michael Jordan. We heard the names.
They all Don hurt. DeMarco. They all hurt.
They old. No. Yeah. Shout out to the boys. Yeah,
no, sure. But they all got hurt. And we ended up playing the whole preseason with just four guys.
Yeah.
We whooped everybody ass. Everybody that we played, we whooped their ass the whole entire preseason.
Even while everybody was hurt.
Yeah. So when the season rolled around, the first game, we start getting guys back. But now we got to work guys back into the rotation. They got to get their spots back. We got to get our timing back. And it was just kind of a juggling act from there because, like, we had some unfortunate events. We got into a team brawl. Our coach got ejected for a game. Damn. And it was just a lot of revolving factors in there. Yeah, and we just we weren't able to get our feet during the season. We had some of the best games, like, most entertaining games. But
and I seen one where you don't know buddy, bro. Jeez.
Me and
the trampoline. Turned up, bro. Yeah, man. Yammed on a pretty nasty.
I'm gonna have to look
pretty up, nasty, bro. I know y'all down that game.
Shout out to my man's Fest too, because he real world road rules. He do the challenge.
Yeah.
He so he on MTV and stuff all the time. But Fest, I think who else I get? I got because I ain't get nothing but like.
So you ain't out here playing around. Dunks. You balling.
Nah, we balling. Bro, but balling, I play stopper though. So like,
and that's what I was gonna say. They moved you.
My
to
thing is straight defense.
Okay.
Like, to be a dog, to be consistently at the rim with the best player ever single
time. Were you the shortest stopper?
Yeah.
You was the shortest stopper in the league. That's what like they the kept most saying. Of
the
guys, but
the dudes that play my position, most of them like 6'6 and up.
Yeah.
Like
and they kept saying, well, he's in
the league. They're going to rim protect the height.
He's in the league. Yeah. He's real athletic. We're going to see what he can do.
Out there, ball. Yeah.
Swatting shit, bro.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, Kankakee out here killing.
What's up?
Man, that's love.
Good to see, man. Hell yeah.
Your children treat you differently because you're on TV now?
Ooh, we nope.
Nope? Nah. Worst dog.
Yeah, like, I don't know. My kids think me and my wife rich for something.
Oh, God.
I be looking at them like,
all kids think you rich.
I don't know.
Money growing trees when
you
it comes to
parents. You don't get it.
Can I get?
Can I get?
Can I get?
Crazy, dude.
But no, nah, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, nah, I was, okay, so what I will add to that, though, it changed me. Being able to let them, being able to get them the opportunity to see me do something and accomplish my dreams, because hopefully it inspired them to go chase their passions until they can't change them.
Oh, I can tell you, got to at least top slam ball now.
Yeah,
yeah.
My son said he wanted to play, but like, bro, I think he gonna be like, enter a role or something. Like, he gonna play football and be a brain surgeon or something like that.
I got like a Jalen Brown.
Shout out.
Along those lines, for real.
And that's buddy up with the Florida State, Myron Rowe.
Yeah, Myron Rowe. Yeah, that's it.
He was a old doctor, and he was player of the year or something like that.
Dude was
corner of the year. Like,
he got a million accolades. I actually watched him.
Tennessee.
Yeah, I actually watched him, and dude was dog, yeah, but then good. To the fact that you could come out and fix on brains after you didn't have your brain rattled in the helmet for all these years.
Actually change your mind and want to go do that, bro. His buddy got drafted straight to the Titans.
Yeah.
We're starting.
A dog. And it's a real dog.
I'm going to be a doctor.
I'm tired of this.
Yeah. I'm going to be a doctor, bro.
It makes similar money.
He became a solution in a place where
in
the
field where he was at,
Yeah, we ain't got too many black faces in that field, bro.
For sure. I feel that. What advice would you give someone who's trying to be a professional athlete?
You have no room for doubt. And even when you're doubting, you got to understand you ain't got no room for that shit. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. No matter how you feel, got to keep going.
Keep going.
Like, never quit. Fail forward. Like, as many times as you can, because it's never fail until you quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure that.
Okay. You in the fighters? Boxing, MMA?
Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta ask.
Yeah, that's one MMA right here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you don't know. You ain't never seen none of my fights,
bro. No, I ain't know you fought. I heard you say it with Chris, and it clicked.
You don't know nothing, man.
That's crazy, bro.
My man walked all the cake in Key, Chicago, Alabama, Houston. He walked from shining sea to sea.
Legend, bro.
Man,
how the fuck? I've been
You still fighting?
Fighting all my life. I could still go right now.
Easy. Yeah?
Yeah, easy.
Okay.
Easy. But,
yeah.
Easy. Okay.
That never goes anywhere. And that keep me straight with everything else. All right.
But I'm gonna flip his question in.
Okay. You want me to answer the first one or
no, I thought you did. My bad. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, come on. Go ahead. That's on the way. Show world, sir. My bad.
First time ever. I like him on the
my
show.
My bad, bro.
I like him. You talk.
I like him.
Top five most influential fighters to you.
I'm finna shake the broom. I'm gonna break the internet with this one.
Let's get it.
And my number one is John Jones.
John Bones Jones. Pound for pound.
And then we can get into like the Muhammad Ali's and stuff. Like I love Muhammad Ali and everything he did. He's two different figures to me. You know, like so John Jones is specifically like my fight idol. Like when you do outside of the ring, you know, that's him. That's his personal
life. But you talking about as an actual fighter
inside the cage, that's who I would idolize, emulate, try to mimic myself after him and Anderson Silva.
About them too.
Body size, length, the style they fight, it's a legs first type of fight style.
Bro, the even angles they fight.
The angles, yeah, it's a science to them. It's not just broad.
Yeah, the only since we're talking, the only other person I'm gonna add to that mix is George St. Pierre.
Ooh, he's
what you saying?
Great.
We talking about these dudes. Not only was they winning the 3U name, not only are they winning, they winning in style, dominating.
Yes.
With other than John Jones, John wasn't that simplistic.
They make it look simple
because they train every day. Yeah. But it's with simplistic moves most of the time.
Does that? But
John is a different monster.
Yeah,
but I think too though it depends on your opponent too, bro. Like, you just got to hear what they give you.
But John fought like he defended his title against the best in the world.
Yeah, one of the few fighters in any sport was like, look, just bring them to me.
I don't care who it is.
It ain't about the money. Yep. It ain't about the... Because even in UFC, at one point, when he fight like 2-3 times a year?
Yep.
And at that point, everybody else was only defending once a year.
And he was winning.
He winning.
In a remarkable fashion.
Bruh.
Winning, dog.
Bruh.
So, yeah, man.
Faints and...
Silva had a long run, too.
Switch Silver, kicks, my head fan. Kicks, everything.
John Jones is the greatest UFC fighter of all time.
Yeah.
Only because of the... Not only did they defend it long, but it was the style that came with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody ever did anything like that. We seen Anderson Silva's in kickboxing.
Yeah.
He just brought it to UFC. It was like, and you can't take me down. What up?
And you can't do nothing. And when you take me down, I'm going to take you to the underworld.
Yeah. Because I'm even better down here.
I'm the spider for a reason, my boy. Like, you get down here, it's my world.
Like you said, they so big, bro. Like,
but also, Israel out of sign you.
Israel, man.
Iggy is one of my, he probably like my 2024 Anderson Silva. Like,
you know who I say he is? He the Roy Jones of fighting.
Mm. He definitely got
UFC.
He definitely got Roy Jones his last fight.
But that I didn't see the very last one. Is that the dude who beat him before already?
Yeah.
That's why I say that's his Anthony Tarver.
Everybody.
That's his Anthony Tarver.
Yeah. Everybody got
that's,
that one.
Yeah, that's his everybody Anthony Tarver. Outside of that, he Roy Jones. Look.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just style
him.
It's
crazy how Buddy just neutralized him in both fights, bro.
Yeah. That's scary.
But everybody else out of sight be out there killing.
When you meet that kryptonite.
Then you get nervous and scared and
he won't even fight like he fight.
That's tough. You gotta be resilient.
Yep.
The only
out.
Person I ever seen who beat their kryptonite is Ali. Foreman was his kryptonite, bro.
Yeah, John ain't had no kryptonite.
I say Frazier.
Bones Jones cocaine is probably his kryptonite.
That's my main reason for making him my number one, because can you imagine if he actually took it serious?
Crazy. Yeah. He little bro.
He out there.
He's so
relaxing ass, bro.
Come on.
Anybody. Line him up.
Literally.
He lined him up and lined him up.
I was just going to say that. Line him up and then line him up.
Bruh.
What line do you want?
Which one you want?
Which one?
Which first?
That's crazy. Yeah.
I'm going to get to this one later.
Look, not only is he so cold, you know what he decided? I'm going to train less and just get bigger.
Yeah.
Bro.
I want to fight in a walk around weight.
But he was so cold. But you got to think, that many years of skill training. It's like walking.
Yeah.
It's like breathing. Yeah. It's like you're not doing anything. It's like writing a sentence. It's just like it's riding a bike. It's man.
Yeah. That was the same thing with George St. Pierre.
Yeah.
George St. Pierre getting the ring, bro, and just show out. I can't remember. It was only one person who ever gave him a good fight that I can remember, and I can't think of his name now.
Them usually be towards the end, like when they start.
He was like, he wasn't black or white to do to beat him. He was like,
was it Loyola Machida?
Nate Machida, no, it's a smaller guy. He was bald. I can't think of it.
Shout out to Buddy.
But anyway, that's was the only person.
Shamrock?
No, Shamrock, that's before. Yeah. Shamrock was old when he came. I can't think of his name. That dude.
He got like two names or something like that.
Yeah, like two first names.
White boy.
No. He looked like he white, but he bald. He not white, though. He like middle. He like.
Whoever he is.
Anyway, homie, the only person I ever seen George St. Pierre actually have to fight.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, though. And then his career, he would fight. If you were a good fighter, he'd give you a good fight. But if he was a bad fighter, he would lose. That's just crazy. Can't think of his name. Be like that. Anyway, yeah, bro. That's dope. In boxing. So you gave us three in UFC, and then you said Ali, you got one more. Oh, you said Adesanya.
Adesanya, yeah.
That's fine. Also, UFC way heavy for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the real fighters.
So what would you say your strength is as a UFC fighter?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah. All of
them. So you can go to the ground?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got takedown defense?
Yes.
Use knees and elbows?
Absolutely.
Man, bro. Fighters who use the knees and elbow.
No, okay.
It's so funny at the press conference after the fight?
No.
Yeah, hands. He right. You throw them hands. Yeah. So what would you rather do? Kick or punch? In the UFC. We in the ring.
Kick first?
Yeah. He big, bro.
That's smart, though. Yeah, because he got limb.
I got long legs.
Yeah.
That's my jab. My kick.
That's what I was just finna say. Like, somebody like me, that's how you neutralize me. I can't get in the...
Because I'm good on that shit.
Yeah, quit kicking me.
Quit kicking me, bro.
Quit kicking me, fam. Put your feet up.
Put your feet up. Throw your hands, man.
Man, this is a street fight, bro. What you doing?
Right, what are you doing?
Whooping your ass.
Oh, God.
By any means necessary.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it's about.
That's the MMA.
You like the MMA.
Since we're talking UFC, I know this off topic. What you think of Conor McGregor?
Oh, it's one of my guys. Like, if he could be my brother from another mother, I mess with him.
Okay, so you is that as a person? Is that as a fighter?
All around.
Man, I think Conor McGregor, one of the greatest showmen we ever seen from UFC, sure. Right?
Yeah.
He took a boxing approach, and he brought it to UFC and made millions.
He made more than he made his whole.
And if you really think about UFC it, he didn't even have a long champion career.
At all. Mm-hmm. He just whooped enough ass to be relevant, bro.
But
took the L, and then just started talking crazier.
Because he lost to somebody nobody can beat.
That dude said, didn't he retire because he said it was getting boring?
It's getting boring, G.
Yeah. Like,
what was his name?
That's the one that beat with
He was just another big lay on you beat
Madoff,
dude.
No, he wasn't, man, what's his name? Nurkhamedov or something like that.
And my little brother was watching.
Black dude all the time, the one that always was fighting Jones. What's that black dude name?
Oh, the bald dude was he a commentator.
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat with him.
He hates John Jones.
Cormier all the time.
Yeah.
Buddy that just beat dude. He beat with Cormier all the time.
I'm gonna say I know why you think to him, bro.
Khabib or something.
Khabib.
That's his name.
Khabib Nurmagomedov. That's last, he got a crazy last name, bro. I'm slaughtering it.
I can't rock with Cormier. As cold as he is, I can't rock with homie.
Nah.
Only because the way John Jones get to troll him and how emotional he get about it. Yeah.
Because he way got he troll him. Manhandled.
Yeah. Every time.
He got a. It's different when a grown man take another grown man and treat you like you treat your kid.
And Cormier was a wrestler, so him to get out wrestled
by a savage.
Bro, yeah,
it's not the average guy. Like John is different.
And talk all that crap too, though. Cormier was talking mad crap the whole fight. So they going twice.
Told,
right?
John told him, he said, "I'll kill you,"
and he was serious.
I will kill you. I'm like, you better stop playing with this man.
He already has shit. Yeah, he's serious.
Line him up. Line him up.
Y'all mess around. Let this man tweak out, bro. That's crazy.
Damn. Crazy. You know you cold when you like, nah, I'm just, I have a coke problem. Everybody know I got a coke problem.
Line them up.
And I still got a coke problem.
And I still got a coke problem.
And I still got one.
And you can come in here and make me sweat, and I'm still going to beat you because I'm just
There's
bigger
nothing
now.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro.
None of them are fast enough to hit him in his out-of-shape weight.
But Khabib is the... He the John Jones of that weight class.
Or that weight class.
I can see how you say that. But like, you think
Khabib... In pure devastating fashion, like, he does not even almost lose fights.
But you saying by win, the way they win, not how they win, but by winning and winning dominating. You not saying style.
No.
Okay. But dominantly. Because he's just big on
he's
you.
He's going to punish you.
Yeah, he's just big
but
on
John
you.
But John could pick that mode.
You think so? Can.
John can go. Yeah. John can literally dominate you and knock you clean out. He can go tap you when he wants to.
I just seen John in trouble and be cold. Really? Where you can see his face just go, all right, for real, let me get serious. All right,
I'm
let me push this cocaine back. Hold on.
Let me stop.
Let me say the cocaine for later. Come
you
on.
You got a button he press.
It's dead serious. It's dead serious. Yeah.
Good.
Man, that's crazy.
Good fighter.
Man, we ain't got to talk UFC on here in a while. That was good.
One of the goats for sure.
Looking. What do you think is one of the best up and coming? Cause I'm reading yours.
Looking.
And I'm changing them. Cause you ain't
looking.
You got a fighter who up and coming, local or even UFC, wherever. Got a fighter up and coming. Somebody need to know about. We can follow.
I ain't really been on the scene like that. Boxing wise, what's his name? Abdullah Mason.
Yeah. Little buddy.
Little buddy. Nice.
And
I like Shakur Tank, like them. My
man,
boxing
I got
players,
a problem.
So.
Look, I don't understand this boxing. Like, I know he a real boxing fan.
Yeah,
I like Shakur as a boxing fan who says, "Man, that's how you win. Just don't get hit."
Keyshawn Davis, that's his name.
Keyshawn Davis,
he decent too.
Yeah.
But my problem is I don't want to watch that. If that makes sense, as a main event,
don't watch
it. I didn't. After the fourth round, I just started talking and laughing.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a fan of skill.
Yeah. That's what he is.
I love skill.
Yeah.
Like, it's a...
The name of the game is not get hit, bro.
That's a skill. That's literally the most valuable.
You heard me say I respect it. Yeah. And I didn't say take it off.
Really? Yeah.
I just don't want that as my main event. Yeah. It's the end of the night.
Hitters, the big punches.
No, you don't even have to be... You don't have to brawl it out. Of course, who don't want to see a brawl, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have to brawl it out. But I need the fight to be entertaining. It has to be enough punches thrown to where I'm watching a fight and not a dance. Because really, all he did was dance with Buddy.
Yeah.
He let Buddy wear himself out. I mean, Buddy landed some decent punches at times, but the angles were so odd, he couldn't really get nothing off. And the defense was there.
Yeah, that's an art to me. So I like artists. Yeah. I like expression. So that's just an artist with expression. I can't get in his way about that.
Who you got as pound for pound best fighter right now? Boxer. We already said John Jones out there.
Man, shit, Crawford shit. He beat up Bud. My boy Spence.
You say Bud too?
Yeah, for sure.
He beat up my boy
Spence.
I ain't know he was gonna do it.
Tank.
Pound for pound, he couldn't go up and do like when I say pound for pound, I mean like
he so can pound. Go, I get what you saying. You saying he gotta move. Be able to move in the weight classes.
Now Tank in his weight class, he cold. He's gonna be a dog.
He's not moving.
Part of his problem, he's too short too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not the same type of human we all are.
My problem with Bud, I just don't have enough.
Anytime you get shot in the head enough. And you go back, then can we just go there? The man got shot in the head, bro.
This is true. This is true.
I need more evidence for Bud for me to be able to get him pound for pound.
Bro, he undefeated.
I understand you saying he undefeated, but
what more do you need?
He beat the bullet.
Beat the shit out of Spence, too. And Spence was undefeated. Damn, they're the best fighter out here.
But Spence ain't been the same since that accident. We all know that.
But he came back and won.
Yeah.
Nah. After he came back and had his one more
Earl,
fight.
I caught that beforehand. Back. Earl wasn't going to do nothing with Bud.
I was the total opposite, bro. I didn't think he was going to... I didn't know Spence was going to walk him down from the first round like that.
Yeah, no. Nah, he was going to kill Bud if they would have kept letting him go.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, Bud was gonna kill him if they kept letting him go.
Cause that's all Spence was talking
about.
Fire your coach. Bigger than him.
Fire your coach.
So I guess they thought he was just gonna walk Bud down. That's your second round after he got knocked down.
Fire your coach.
Bro, I'm telling y'all, Bud not the same type of human as us, bro.
It's true.
I forgot his name that quick. Bernard Hopkins.
Who?
I never forget Bernard Hopkins. He was fighting, I think it was Jermaine Taylor.
Yeah.
He beat the brakes off Jermaine Taylor. Remember, Jermaine wasn't even the same after that. And he told him at the press conference, You a great fighter. There's no way I should have beat you. This is what he told him. You need to fire him. You need to fire whoever told you to come with me with that game plan.
After that, he lost to Kelly Pavlik.
Yeah, he just started losing.
Yeah.
Kelly beat him down.
I ain't gonna lie.
That was one of my favorite beatdowns.
B-Hop still one of them guys.
Yeah, Goaty, bro.
Nah, for sure.
Fighting at 40, and then you learn to just clinch fight, bro.
50.
Is he still fighting?
He's a whole different beast. I don't know. I think he's just coaching right now.
His last fight, well, I want to say like 2018,
19.
Right
tough.
Before the pandemic.
That's on that Bernard Hopkins, huh? It was Roy Jones.
But don't he got another traumatic story, too? Like, almost died, near-death experience, or like went to jail for a whole month. I know he went to jail,
went to jail for a little bit.
During his boxing career?
Might have been, but right before or during. I don't know. I'm not sure. Don't give me the line.
I ain't know that. Yeah, Bernard, one of the greatest. Even though my favorite... I ain't saying who I think is the best of all time, but my favorite is Roy of all time to watch.
He's definitely top two, top three for me.
All time, Roy? Yeah. To watch.
Like, in boxing, like, if I'm just specifically going boxing, Roy probably top two.
Bro, the way he jumped weight classes. Had he never run into Tarver and fought late, I don't know how he came to be a top three boxer all time.
Man, if my man's wasn't no rapper, bro. If you went out there dropping them,
hold on now, Body Headbangers was my joint.
As soon as he started rapping, he started getting his ass whooped.
Yeah. Hold on now.
As soon as he started rapping,
Body Headbangers was my joint. Boy, don't drink
or smoke, he get
head. And John Jones did cocaine. My man said, line him up, then line him up.
That's funny.
All right, bro. So look. We got a game to play. We ain't send it to you.
Let's get it.
So we do have a double up today.
Yeah, double up.
Okay.
So
the
game today is versus.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you two things. You gotta pick one and tell me why one is over the other.
Okay. That sounds simple.
Cool.
Sounds simple.
Say less.
All right.
Say less.
I ain't do many, so here we go. You driving for your road trip, or you taking a flight for your trip?
Oh, I'm driving. Flying.
You drive.
I'm driving.
You flying. Okay, absolutely. So you're opposite.
Yes.
Who going first?
You go first.
I'm driving. I just like rolling up and listening to my music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool ride. I ain't got to be bothered. I can stop when I want.
How far is the length of a road trip you willing to take?
Oh, bro. I done drove ahead of Texas.
I know what you will do, but I'm asking, what is a, for you, it's vacation.
A routine?
Yeah.
This is not routine. This is your vacation.
Yeah.
It's your ideal vacation.
Yeah.
How long is your drive?
I drive a good 12 hours. I drive back to Dallas.
Okay.
15 if I'm going to Houston.
Okay. Yeah. We gotta get down there.
Yeah, I'll take that drive.
Yeah. Y'all go and check your boy out.
Yeah. But you flying.
Yeah, I'm
flying. My boy. My boy.
Yo, what's up, Cass?
My boy standing up, cutting his head off.
Bruh.
He was hype when he came on.
Show coming soon.
Man.
Why you flying, bro?
Oh shit, I can just be there in 2 hours.
This is true.
Fam.
This is true.
I could just be there. Like,
bro, look.
I thought about driving. I flew here, but I'm driving back.
Yeah.
But like, man, it's that 15. I'm not looking forward to it. I signed up. Not going. I don't want to do it.
Bro. You
gotta pace yourself.
So I want to make sure I say this. I do love driving road trips.
Yeah. Anything.
But after taking flights. Because recently, I just started doing the flying. Like, I'm going to just fly. I'm just going to fly.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting older. This is getting annoying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The amount of time you save, like, I want the car. That's why I'd rather do a road trip. Mm-hmm. I want the car when I get there so I can move how I want to move.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for another car because I'm already paying for the car I'm driving. Yeah. Or I ain't paying because it's paid off. Whatever
the case.
The flight is dope. But then when I get there, I got to pay more money. So, it's one of them things for me. Am I willing to give up luxury?
Just drive.
I'm driving.
Just drive,
as long as it's within 8 hours, I'm driving.
Y'all better hit Expedia and get that package.
Because I have no problem getting up at 3 a.m. Shout out to anybody who ever been on vacation with me. I'm not even going to go down a long list of people. Out. If I'm driving, you already know. Be ready at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Because look, so here's the plan, bro. If we leave at 3 a.m. and it's 8 hours away.
We get there early.
Bro, even if we got a ton of bathroom breaks and pauses, we're going to be there by 1 in the afternoon.
We'll get there.
That's my
plan. Whatever day
drive.
We made it, we got a whole day. We ain't missed it.
And I'd rather drive when it's light. When whenever it get dark, anytime outside, unless I'm starting dark.
Right.
You know, I like starting dark. Yeah.
I want to start dark. The worst is to get off work or something and then try to do that drive.
Not doing it.
I do it tomorrow.
What I do is, I ain't gonna lie. So when I drive down to Dallas, shout out to my sister and the kids, my brother-in-law, family down there. When I drive down to Dallas, I drive basically outside of Memphis, and then I find a hotel and I just take a couple hours of sleep in the car. Then I get back up and finish the drive. I got
six and six.
Okay, do it.
We got family in Oklahoma, so that'd be that middle thing.
Man,
I got stuck and spend the night.
Hell yeah. That drive you long. You know, road trips is dope when you ain't never made the drive because the view is all new. After the eighth time, this scenery don't mean nothing to me. God. I just want to get there.
Like, after I know where y'all pull. Like, you go through the state, you know where the police does off of East State. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I didn't do my thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too many road trips.
Mm-hmm. All right. Chick-fil-A or Wendy's? Cool. Chick-fil-A versus Wendy's.
Oh man,
that was specifically for him. He got a couple questions. Just fire. Like, chicken sandwich versus the chicken sandwich. That's what it is for him. Yeah. What you got? You can answer though.
They both fire.
I'm gonna let them go.
You let them cook.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm gonna say chick for Wendy's. Don DeMarco. Chick for Wendy's, bro. Chick for Wendy's. Fire. They chicken sandwiches.
Y'all seen it. I'm still going to eat it.
Do your thing, bro.
Do your thing.
I got to talk a lot, so I can't. I got it right yet, though.
Yeah, I'm going to say both of them, bro. Both fire.
You got to pick one, though. You go ahead, and then he going to pick after you're done.
Damn.
Got to pick one. You want me to help you real quick?
I'm going to say Chick-fil-A, bro.
They closed on Sundays.
Fuck. Then I just cook on Sunday.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, bro. Well, I order Chick-fil-A on Saturday.
What made Chick-fil-A win?
They just fire, bro.
Yeah.
They just fire.
I biasly think they probably got better quality.
Top-tier chicken, bro.
I hear the service.
And the that's what I was going to say. I live in Texas, so it's like...
My pleasure. Thank you.
I took my little brother, they said, how many sauces you need? I went, what? Wendy's ain't doing that.
Not at all.
Nah, not that. Wendy's don't come to your door.
Not at all.
They don't come.
They don't even want to open the window when they gotta take the money.
They don't come to you.
They come to the whip, bro.
And then when you pull up, it's all open and stuff. And it's like, I feel trusted. I feel trusted.
That's happened for life. They write your name down, make you feel all special and shit.
What's the name, hon? Love. Thank you, love.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, we got a music one. Y'all ready?
Candace Harris, say good evening, y'all. Hey, Keenan.
What up, Candace?
Yo, Candace. How you doing?
We have to get you on here.
Hey, ASAP. She ain't coming, but... Come on, come on.
She ain't coming. Man, she coming. She gonna come. She gonna tell us about that horrible dinner experience she had.
For sure. All
right. Lil Baby versus Future.
Lil Baby. Ooh, wait. Yeah, look. Well, yeah.
I knew it was gonna be a little tougher than you gave it.
Yeah. By hair.
Lil Baby by hair?
By hair.
What you got?
He turned
me. You're like, he finna say Future and you tripping.
But can I take a shot? Because neither one of them niggas.
Not a fan.
Neither
bro,
one.
I'm an old spirit, bro. I don't listen to anything to throw my vibration off.
I like that. Okay.
So it's like those, like they get no play. No play.
Zero play.
Zero.
Okay. If I had to take this, I ain't too far behind you because I don't listen to Future like that. He got a couple songs I like, but I'm not a big Future fan, especially.
I don't even like the songs that I know. That's what I said. Drugs
and drinking, and you don't do none of this?
Your son went to college, graduated top of the class.
You like pops.
Upstanding citizen.
Yeah, come on. Nah, man. Lil Baby Cole, sometimes I can only listen to that.
That cadence.
No, it ain't the cadence. It's the
sound of the voice.
Auto-tune voice so long before I get drowned into it, and I'm not even listening to your words. I'm just listening to your cadence.
Yep.
For sure.
Showing my age.
Yeah.
Mo.
Definitely, y'all.
Shout out to 40 this year.
My.
last game question. Y'all ready?
Let's get it. I know some bullshit coming. Let's get it.
It ain't bad.
Let's go.
Clear skin versus edges. Clear skin versus them edges.
Boy.
Edges, bro.
Why you just call me old?
Old than a motherfucker, man. Edges for 200, Alex.
I'm right.
I take the clear skin.
Yeah. So she ain't no edges.
Man, look.
Fire Marshal Bill?
I like Fire Marshal Bill,
that's what you got.
Her ass, like your forehead.
That's what I said, Fire Marshal Bill.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Let me tell you something.
When he said Fire Marshal Bill, that kind of threw me off. But
if them edges was gone.
Damn. I'm being completely honest, bro, I could do without it, baby. I like big foreheads.
I like big foreheads.
You know, okay, that whole Eritrean, Ethiopian vibe.
But when she got the little real baby heads, not them brushed down from up here baby heads. That's cute too, but they ain't the real
ones. I like the real edges.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real edges.
You don't like when she brushed it down from here?
I don't like the 2024 edges, bro. I like the real.
They remind you of Grandma Curtis.
You can pull it out.
Remember she used to have them things over her curtains on them?
Oh, you killed them. That's crazy.
It is. That was the decoration.
Because the visual, this is so accurate, bro.
It is. It is, bro. Sad. That's what it looked like.
I was just talking to Tony.
Sad, bro.
That's what it looked like.
It looked good. I'm not going to lie. Some of them be looking. You see me do that?
They be in that motherfucker.
Yeah, with that little brush thing. Yeah.
That's too much, bro.
But Clint Skin don't lie.
I mean, drink some water.
Okay, so look. Clear skin tell you a lot how a person keep themselves up. So it's like, you know,
what they put in them, what they put on them.
I'd rather take the clear skin and tell me more about you.
Than the edges.
The edges, you could be boring like that.
You ever walk past a woman, she's cute and her face just so clear. You got to look. You can't answer.
I'm married to one. She's at home waiting on me.
I ain't want to get you in no trouble. I'm trying to save you, but you came through like, no, I save myself.
Oh, yeah, man. For sure.
Your brother's got any events coming up?
When that slam ball starting back?
That is a great question. We got booted out of our time slot for ESPN. We got booted out of our time slot for the Olympics.
Okay.
You know, we ain't...
Right, not yet.
We ain't on that level.
Y'all gonna be in the Olympics.
Y'all gonna
hit.
Yeah, that's gonna be a thing. You know the website for Slam Ball?
It's just slamball.org.
Put that in there for me, please.
Yeah, slamball.org.
That way I can go back and look. That ain't for them. That's for me.
My man said I'm old. Nah, but they just aired all of. They just re-rocked all of our games on YouTube.
Did they?
So they got the full games, full commentary and everything.
Bro, I'm finna watch.
Definitely, for sure.
Finna have some free time. I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
What about you?
Man, DJing the show, bringing on more green.
Man, you've been killing it, man. You've been killing it, bro.
Bro, I'm trying to be consistent. Man. You gotta be consistent, man.
That's the name of the game.
So.
Whatever thing going on in life, my man been holding it down, bro.
For sure.
Definitely, for sure.
I appreciate you.
Yes, sir, man.
You deserve all the honor.
They gonna see us, dog. Whether they like it or not.
We out here.
Yeah, but all the guests that's coming in, we appreciate you coming.
Man, you know, had a busy week. Work,
visiting the fam and everything. Appreciate everything you do and what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing, my boy.
I don't have something coming up, but I want to make sure we shout out for Smitty. They got the dodgeball event coming up. Teams of five. Don't beat me up. I just shared it. So you go to my page. He shared it yesterday. It's $100 to come in. I think they're looking for 10 teams.
Okay.
And then all the money's being donated for charity. He says it listed. So
shout out to Smitty.
Shout out to Smitty, dog. Yeah. I ain't shared yesterday, so I made sure I said it here for you.
Yeah. I'm coming up for you.
Shout out, yeah.
What you got? Shout outs, my boy.
You want to sneak to the shouts? Let's go.
Can I sneak in there? Some, you know,
bro, this yours.
It's all you. My
push
boy.
Him and say what you want.
All right, so look, shout out to Chris Calmes.
Yes, you know, my boy.
Bing is food.
Bing Health.
He in the schools,
man.
He on everywhere now.
He doing it so big, we don't even sell to consumers no more. You got to order online.
You can't even sell to the consumers, dog.
Y'all took him for granted. While y'all had him. Y'all didn't appreciate this man. And now...
Shout out to the people who did.
Yeah, shout out to the people who did.
For sure.
I got you.
Shout out Josh Vaughn. Shout out Jair Hill. Shout out Cubs.
He just put on an amazing
football camp for the kids, man.
Doing big things, man. Much love to success.
Jonathan Ward, absolutely. Yeah, and shameless plug, Baba Cordell, my therapist, because y'all might want to go look into him. And I'm telling you, he a life changer.
Shout out to the therapist, man.
Bro. Therapy. Can't say it enough.
necessary. Like,
if you do the work, now we ain't talking about people going in there just complaining, because anybody can do that. Yeah. You can call us and complain. He gonna get 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
But actual therapy, doing the work, what they say, if they say journaling, if they trying to get you to talk to your inner child, if they trying to get you to open up, find the root causes for a lot of your problems, man, and it go a lot faster the quicker you do the work. Therapy, man.
That's how you get there.
Yeah.
Calvin Payne don't say my dog.
For sure.
Love, bro.
Appreciate you.
Calvin always, I'm coming on the show, lying.
He lying too?
Lying.
Him I call him all lying. CC?
No, I said Candace coming. You said she
lying.
Yeah,
Candace ain't coming.
No, Calvin gonna make it.
Calvin gonna make it. Calvin's got a job. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Calvin, for sure.
Yeah, that's my dog.
But no, but again,
you got more shout outs?
No, we appreciate you sliding.
Yeah.
We always tell the guests why we brought them. Start legends. Doing that. Yeah, man, legends, man. Like we always say, you're doing big things, bro. And,
the next time you walk, you need to tell us.
I actually want to do an annual joint.
Yeah.
I want to start that. Like, just make it a thing. And then, you know, we let big things die. I don't want that thing to die.
Yeah. And we're trying to get you.
Bro, that was huge, man.
Yeah. Well, especially you being younger than us, man. We all always like to see the younger guys, man, doing good shit, bro.
My boy, this is going to sound funny because it's from a movie. You a real life Forrest Gump. Bruh. I'm dead serious.
Bruh.
I'm just walking.
I'm just walking.
From the trenches.
Oh, God.
From the trenches.
Bro, that's real, though.
Yeah, but good shit, man. You know what you're doing. Keep your spirit up.
Before you do the walk, we can do a whole pre-event
that's
with
you. That's what I was going to say too early. My buddy calls you at 11:30. People watching, dog. Mm-hmm. So keep knowing what you're doing. Motherfuckers is watching.
Gotcha.
What you got?
Shout
cut
out to
the show.
Him.
Got it. It's a motherfucking rap. Let's go.
That was good.